This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
This episode of Our Fair City is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Please enjoy the show.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from Our Fair City's glorious history. So listen and remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
Appearances can be deceiving, dear listeners. What the eye perceives and what is true are not always the same. Sometimes it may seem that our society is spinning out of control, attacked from all sides by chitinous ants, insidious outsiders, free-thinking traitors, and nature herself, but that could not be farther from the truth. No, all is right in Heart Life. Why, one need look no farther than the tunnels for evidence of Heart Life's continued stability. Where once moles ran amok, unmanaged and making orders for themselves, they now find themselves under the direction of a real person, Heart Life's most prodigal of sons, young Nathan Rourke. And with the moles returned to their proper place in the natural order, so too does the peace and harmony of everyday life.
Look out!
Over in Sector Alpha, or what used to be Sector Alpha.
All right, I'm on it.
Hey, are you sure you should be lifting so much in your condition?
I'm fine.
Are you sure? Because I don't want you squishing pups.
My mother dug people mover tunnels right up until the time she gave birth. And look how I turned out.
Yeah, but so did mine, and look at me.
I am looking at you. You hunk of gypsum, you.
Hey, gypsum's really soft.
If you want, you can help me carry the support over to the collapse site.
Okay. I'll bring my broom, too. Might be some more rubble to sweep up.
Except that it needs to be 200 feet taller.
We don't have any supports high enough.
Director Nathan says just tie two together.
That's safe.
It's what the person said to do, so it must be.
Look out!
Darium support coming through.
Oh, sorry about that. I didn't see you there. On your way, then.
Lomi?
Cool. How'd you know it was me?
Come here. Clay, make sure no one's coming.
Will do.
Lomi. What are you doing here?
Not that we aren't glad to see you.
Right, it's great. Just after what happened.
What, you didn't really think I was going to run off and sulk just cause some cranky old sow says I ain't a mole no more? Ha! That'd be the day. Besides, you lot expanded into the hole I was staying in.
If anyone else sees you...
Who's going to see me? Everyone knows Lomi's got one arm. And look, I've got two.
Yeah, about that. Why is it blue?
And oozing.
Dunno. I picked it out of a putrescible waste bubble.
Oh, that explains it.
Enough about me arm. What are you lot up to down here? We had these tunnels fixed, yeah?
Mr. Nathan has us expanding them. Around.
But their circumference is calculated for maximum stability. What's he playing at?
Don't know. No one will tell us anything.
Ash and Ferris have been trying for days to sneak into one of the planning meetings. So far, no luck.
Maybe that's because they don't have a clever disguise. I'll see you two later.
Lomi, maybe we should wait till the pups get back.
Sandy! Clay! I can't dig without me claws! Sandy! Clay!
Lomi?
Sandy, are you alright?
Is Clay out there with you?
I thought he was with you. Clay! Clay!
Oh no!
Sandy, start digging. I'll go find help. Come on, someone! Help! Over here!
Lomi, what are you... Why do you have a...
Never mind the arm, there's a tunnel collapse. Mole's in danger!
Ah, let them dig themselves out.
It's Clay!
All right, everybody, we got a mole down on the double.
Okay, let's go.
Lomi, you can't be here.
No. It's all wrong.
He followed your instructions precisely.
Well, I better turn myself in, shouldn't I?
Lomi, no. Stop!
Build a giant stalactite.
It's stalagmite, Mr. Nathan. Stalactites form down out of the roof of caves.
Whatever. I don't remember telling you to build either.
Oi! You!
Is that Lomi?
What do you think you're doing?
Excuse me?
You're compromising the structural integrity of the entire tunnel system, and I want to know why.
Lomi!
It's really you!
Steady on, pups.
We thought we'd never see you again.
Who is this mole?
I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Nathan.
Oh, please, please, please. It's Director Nathan.
My apologies, Director Nathan. Lomi here is not actually a mole.
Really? Because she looks like a mole. Except for the arm. You might want to have that looked at.
Her moldom was revoked for conduct unbecoming a mole.
Really? What did you do?
And why are you here? You were banished.
If I'm not a mole, I don't have to obey mole rules, including my banishment.
Huh. That does seem to be a flaw in our judicial practices.
Now, I want to know why you're putting mole lives in danger.
No one's in danger.
Ah, danger!
No one's in much danger.
Help!
Oh, look, it'll all be worth it when we build these.
You want to build a bunch of stalagmites.
They are not stalagmites.
They look like stalagmites.
That's what I said.
They're called buildings. People used to live in them back in the time of Old Hartford, and they'll live in them again in Nathanopolis.
What's Nathanopolis?
It's the new city we're creating down here. Look, these will be houses, and over here, these will be stores filled with food. Food in cans. And this will be City Hall, where everyone gets to decide things together.
Sir, I'm not sure such structures are feasible in the tunnels.
That's why we're getting rid of them. Who needs tunnels when you can have caverns?
A cavern will collapse in on itself the next time it snows. No! Your plan is wrong.
Please don't mind her, Director Nathan. This is just the sort of thing we banished her for.
Is it? Look, Mole, can I call you Mole?
The name is Lomi.
Look, Mole, I don't expect you to understand the intricate nuances involved in city planning, but I can tell you got a good head, firmly attached to your shoulders. How about you come work for me?
What?
You want me to work for you?
Yeah, why not? We're creating a whole new city here, a better city. One without identity variant scores, or data extractors, or the talking disembodied heads of our dead mothers. What's your deal? What do you want? Mole rights. Fine, we'll have mole rights. Nathanopolis is a chance for everyone to start over, whether they be human or subhuman. But to build it, we need forward thinkers to lead the way. People who question authority, who challenge the status quo, unlike what's-his-name over there.
The name is Orphan Silty, and we moles have all the rights we need, thank you very much.
Did you say Silty?
I did, and Orphan before it.
Huh. One moment.
I am sorry, Director Nathan. I appear to have gotten blood on your knife there. Here. Let me clean it for you.
Orphan Silty!
Now, where was I?
Orphan Silty!
I feel funny.
Oh, directors, he's bleeding! Pete!
Here, tear up his coveralls. We'll need bandages. Orphan Silty, stay with me.
What are you all making such a big deal about? It's not like he's real.
Of course he's real. He's bloody bleeding, isn't he?
No, no. You only think that because you're crazy. But see, it's okay. I was crazy once, but I got over it. And so will you.
Nomi, I need you to apply pressure to the wounds.
No, stop that.
Pops!
We got him!
Look, it's fine. Silty is already dead. I know, I fed him to the mold. So just let Silty be dead, and everything will be all right.
This is the Orphan Silty. The mole who died because of the mold was old Silty. A different Silty!
Oh, well that's... sorry, everyone. Sorry. My bad.
He's bleeding out too quickly. I can't...
It's okay, me pups. It's okay. I was only a few months away from retiring to the farm anyway. Just before I go, Lomi.
Yes, Orphan Silty.
I just wanted you to know that...
Yes.
You're a bad influence.
You killed Orphan Silty!
Oh, come on, it's not that big a deal. People kill moles all the time.
No, they don't.
Of course they do. What do you think the farm is?
It's a retirement facility for elderly moles after a full life of service.
It's a murder factory.
Huh?
Where moles are ground into coffee.
What? In the coffee?
But don't worry. Mole killing will be a thing of the past in Nathanopolis. Gross.
Mr. Nathan?
Yes. Lomi, right?
I would like to take you up on your offer.
That's great. I knew you were a true visionary who could help-
And as me first order of business, I hereby banish you from the tunnels for the crime of killing old Silty.
And what? Well, you can't do that. You can't do that.
You said everyone gets to decide things in Nathanopolis. All in favor of Mr. Nathan leaving and never coming back.
Aye!
All opposed?
No.
The motion carries. You are hereby banished from the tunnels.
And what are you going to do if I don't go? Kill me?
Oh, we won't kill you, Mr. Nathan. Moles never kill anyone.
Ha!
But again, if I'm not a mole anymore...
Ha! How about that? Well, yeah, I find that I am moved by your fairness and wisdom, and I'll just be getting my things. On second thought, who needs things? They just slow you down.
What do we do now?
I'll tell you what we do. We rebuild the tunnels. Not for the people, but for us. A place where we don't have to worry about the people killing us and making us into coffee.
It'll be like those stories Sandy told us about.
Yeah, a burrow of free moles deep beneath the ground where people cannot follow. What'd she call it again?
China, pups. It's called China. And we're gonna dig ourselves all the way to it!
What's this? Moles inhabiting the tunnels on their own? Banishing hard-working policies to the surface? It's unnatural! It's unthinkable! But do not fear, dear listener. The retribution of the company will be swift and mighty. And when the molecide is done, your nooks and hovels will be mostly intact. For the story of our fair city is your story, not theirs, and we promise that it will continue.
Loyal Policies, this is HeartLife NFP executive producer Jeffrey Gardner. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Our Fair City. Stay tuned in 2 weeks for the finale of Season 7. We think you'll enjoy it a lot. If you want to help us keep making Our Fair City, you can spread the word by rating and reviewing on iTunes. That helps us stay on the charts where new Loyal Policies can find us. Please also consider making a pledge to our Patreon campaign at patreon.com/heartlifenfp. Pledging gets you access to monthly Our Fair City-themed playlists by DJ Catnip, along with other great rewards. Today, we'd like to give a special shout-out to one of our backers, Marion Scarium. Marion, in recognition of your contributions to the good of the company, you'll be receiving a bonus Exclusion Day Turkey Algae Bar quarterly for the rest of the fiscal cycle. Enjoy, Loyal Policy. Thank you all so much for listening, and as always, we'll see you in the tunnels.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.